Okay, welcome. I started recording Tuesday, October 13th. We'll start our session today by sharing my screen. And for anybody listening to the recordings, please join the live sessions. Okay, Lucas, you can hear my... hear me and see my screen. And right, I should pause. Say yes, Lucas. Yes. Okay, we got a thumbs up from Lucas on this. Okay, the website at, I gotta reload this. So I got the libraries and recordings from last time on libraries. And I guess I'll ask anything about anything we cover, data types, built-in functions, can help, libraries. Any questions?
Comments? So far I've gotten everything.
So far, so good. So let's do this. So today we're supposed to talk about reading tabular data. So tabular data is basically rows and columns. And and I'm just flipping around through my Jupyter Hub notebook. Why did it pull that out of? Did it make a new one? It pulled it out of my tab for some reason. I'll start over. I'll go back to my tablet for today. And what I was going to try to do is figure out and put in here a title, which I haven't been doing on these. But and make this a, well, make it a markdown. Okay, reading tabular data is the title today. I just want to put that in there. So the idea is, how can I read the tabular data? So reading data files is actually the hardest thing in programming. How to get the data into your program is usually the hardest and most complicated thing. So Python tries to make this easy by having some libraries available to you for this. So one of the libraries is the pandas library. So we can use pandas to load simple, what they call CSV data files, comma separated, what's V stand for? Have any idea? Comma separated vector? We could probably Google it, but doesn't really matter. It's one of the acronyms that it's basically comes from Microsoft Excel or something when you export them. But it's really basic, any data file that's vectorized data, I guess. Get some basic information about the pandas data frames. So use the pandas library to do statistics on the tabular data. Will be also a task that we'll look at today. So, Python library, last time we talked about libraries, but it's a library, you know, pandas is a library used library. And I don't know if people know, a lot of people like R, it's a programming language for statistics. I've done very little in R, but there's a lot of people that really like it. But it's a very heavily statistic-oriented language, lots of statistical modules in it. A lot of mathematicians use it. So, but Python is getting more just as powerful as R is in terms of statistics now even. So it's a library. So let's just start by reading the library. So remember, I would import command. Pandas as, and that's too long. So let's type pd. Let's import that. And we want to read in some data. So we'll call this variable data. Read CSV. And I'm gonna remember I get these names wrong. GPD, Oceanic CSV, and then let's print data. And you'll see, should be able to see that. Let's see if this runs. Oh, I must have spelt it wrong. Let me go back up. Anyway, this gives me a chance to check out the data. The data is should be on the Jupyter Hub. So if you go into that, and it should be this data file I'm trying to read right here. So I must have spelt it wrong. And if I go back up here, and
Yes, Dave, it's GDP.
G. Is it really G?
GDP, not ED.
Oh, GDP, yes. Gross domestic product. I always do that wrong. Gross domestic product. There we go. GDP for gross domestic product. And I don't know, I got must have my fingers want to type GPD. Okay. So thanks for telling me that. So one of the great things about using this JupyterHead is you have the data available there. I don't have to give you the data. And the other thing is you have Pandas available and the same version of Pandas that I'm using. So these are the advantages to this. So did that work for you?
No, it did not.
Okay, did you spell the name right?
That's what I'm going over right now.
So let's get the name right. If you get an error, shift, enter to run the program. So we import pandas as PD, and then we use data to get the data into the program. So read a comma separated values, V is values, comma separated values, data file. So the commas are what separates the values as opposed to spaces. And that's what the read CSV is for.
Okay, looks like I have everything incorrect. It's still not
showing up, though. Do you, what's the error?
It says file not found.
Yeah, so you got data and then you got the forward slash. And then you do have this data directory on your, if you look on the side here.
I go under data. Okay, yeah, that's all there. So the gapminder, all dot CSV there.
So you gotta have something wrong with, like mine had GDP instead of oceanic, a lot of and then you need the data, you need this in parentheses, the single quotes, sorry, and the whole command in parentheses. GAP, is it big enough for you?
Yeah.
And it's basically just from this directory. My chat window. Do you want to still having problems?
Yes, I am. Let me try. It's still not working.
Why not? I'll make your co-host. I'm just wondering if my co-host. Can you share your screen now that I made your co-host without me stopping?
I believe so. Let me, I have you pulled up on my iPad. That way I can code and watch the screen at the same time. So let me join them.
Yeah, see if you can. I'm just trying to figure out if we could do that. Since you're the only one here. And Mara says it's working for her. So I'm thinking you must have something just, if it says file not found, it has to be in that data file and stuff. And Lucas is again here. I can admit you twice. So there you go again. I'm just wondering if you can share the screen. I can of course stop mine, but. I was just like always just pause sharing. But I thought, oh, okay. Yeah, I see your screen, but it stopped mine. Anyway, we'll look at your screen. So read that, and then it says file not found. And let's see here, data. Okay, you got GDP. Did you rerun it then? Okay, go up there and hit the in the window in the number 8. Do the shift enter again to run the code again. Do shift enter. Still says that. Show me the bottom. Find out found that does not exist. Go back up there. Show me your ref side though, but I don't think you have it. Because you go up one directory. See in your directories here? Go back up.
Oh, where?
No, on the by where it says data. Above, double click on that. right there. Now go into your window and run the code. Oh, you're running the, you got your code. Okay, so you go back into data. So you got all your stuff. Where is your Python worker? Okay, go back up again. So your Python 5 workshop. Yep. Is it under training? Where's this one say?
It's under this one. This is what it popped up last time, is that when I was coding.
I'm trying to, oh, this is master current branch. Go back under, how did you get to that? Because you're in the wrong directory you're running this code from, that's the problem.
Oh, so you, okay.
You're here, but where is, okay. Can you rename it or save it in here or see it? I'm trying to think of where you are. Can you, so if you go right click onto the, no, keep that and go onto the, oh, or we can just start a new one here. Just do the, let's just start a new file. Yeah, a new, no, go under file, go up in the top and do file, underneath the file dropdown. By edit. Up higher. So click on file just above that, file, and then do new notebook. All right, select that, and then you can rename it this, and yeah, there you go. What?
Because it's still under training, should I go back to the directory of data?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I'm trying to think of... No, okay, go back up one. It should be that... Well, yeah, you're under training now, so I need to be in this one. You need to be in this directory.
Okay, this whole thing entirely?
Yeah, so not a new file, but a notebook. Yeah, so put it in here. No, go under file again, up on the top, and a new notebook. And then paste, yeah, select that, paste it in there. And then run it. Hey!
There
you
go.
So this is okay. Really... interesting, because the data slash with the CVS file, it is a path to that data. So data is the directory, and it's a relative path. So that path only works from this one location. So it's not an absolute path on the system. Absolute path, you have to start with slash. Which I think would also work on this. So if you want to try that, if you share, give me, let me.
Do you want me to share my screen again?
No, I want you to stop sharing your screen, which you did. And I need to share mine again. I think I need to share mine. Let's see if I can do this. All right, now you can see mine, right?
Yep.
I think let's try this. If I just put another slash in the beginning, yeah, that works too. So see, if you start with the slash, it starts from the root of the file directory structure. So you could put the full path in starting with that. So if you want a Python training data, this is a different data set though. That won't work. But you could put a slash at the beginning and get an absolute path. So that other one that would probably work if you just added that slash at the beginning. So that would be an absolute path, but we are kind of figuring that everybody was putting them in this slash directory.
Okay, my apologies on that.
Yeah, but that gives us a good time to talk about absolute and relative paths to path, P-A-T-H, to data. The other thing, if you don't have it underneath the data, you could do this. So you could actually copy the data or you copy the files, but they need to be relative to that. So so next, we're going to use a index underscore col for columns to let us look at a column of data. So this is the whole big amount of data. And I'll make this smaller here. Maybe make it a little bit smaller. So let's do the same thing now, and we'll put in data and PDF, PD, pandas. Read CSV data, GAP, GDP, so now we're going to do index col, and then we're going to put in country, and then we'll print out the data. So the idea is that you should see, I'm trying to see what the difference is here. The values are different. I'm trying to, Alaska, New Zealand. And I think it's the. Country 52. It's basically the same, it's just displayed differently. I think the idea is that you just see the indexes of the country for this. Oh. Let's try to do Australia. And it's case sensitive. Sweet. Case sensitive, make us bold case. Anyway, there's not exactly sure. That just gives you all the countries, and it's another parameter. Remember from the libraries, we can have multiple parameters. To find out about the arrays, we have data actually defined, and so we can use some methods on data. So info on the data, and it would tell us about this pandas data frame. So it gives us some information about the index values. You got Australia, New Zealand in here. It's two countries, and then you got GDP from different years as floating point numbers. So this pulls us back to everything we talked about with data types. So Lucas, questions?
So I guess this kind of goes up earlier, but when you assign the data as, or assign data to equals as pd.read.csv, now that specific command of the read_csv, where does that stem from?
So pandas, pd is imported, right? And mm-hmm. So this is a library, and the library has a whole bunch of functions built into it, right? So remember before we could do, I think we could do help on PD, right? So there's a package called pandas. And one of the one of the functionalities in that is the read CSV. And they don't tell you all the functions, but you have to figure out that attribute. And I haven't looked at this before. So it's, remember, pandas is a library, and a library is built up a bunch of functions. And the read CSV is one of them functions.
Okay.
All right. Remember, we used like math. We had math in the dot min. And min was a function to math. So it's the same thing here. It's a CSV. It's one of the functions that are available from pandas. And so you could have other libraries that would have the same type of functions to read data files.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, that's good. So I'm trying to get out my terminology right here. So basically, this is a data frame. This is what they're calling a data frame. Because it's not really just an array of data, but it contains a whole bunch of different types of data. There are two rows named Australia and New Zealand, 12 columns. So which are 64-bit data. And then they just tell you how much memory it uses at the bottom. I told you how to get some help on that. So, let's look at another, let's look at some data. So print data columns. So these are all the columns of data. This is the whole data frame. I have to go back up. So these are the data frames, and you see the columns right here. So to get at that data, you can just do print data.columns to print out that data. And so this is giving you the actual data. So a lot of times you get confused on columns and data and which ones are which. So one of the things you can do is use a method to transpose them. So you can do print data.t for transpose, and this will then transpose the data. So remember now, data is a module, and the difference is that data is a object, and it has both data in it and functionalities in it. So you can do stuff like transpose, or you can just look at the data that's contained in it. So it's not just a function and it's not just data, but it's a mixture of both. So the first one is an example of the data. This is a function down. This is an idea of the T is a method or a function that's involved in it. So isn't that confusing that these are objects?
Yeah, a bit much so far.
Yeah, so so data is an object, and you can have different classes of these objects, so you can make multiple ones. So you have data 1, 2, and 3, and each one of them would be an object of a class. So I'm trying to keep my object-oriented terminology right here. Okay, so there's very powerful stuff in Python. So one of the things we can do is get some statistics. So there's a method that's built in called describe. So this will do some summary statistics. So remember now we have two different countries. So if you summarize the counts, there's two counts, right? And then this is the mean standard deviation. You can even do a percentile distributions, max. So these are your basic summary statistics. So see how powerful Python is that you have a lot of built-in high-level functionality. Try to do that and see in a couple, in one line of code. So you only have two of them, but you can do as many as you, you know, if there was more rows, you have more data. Okay, Lucas, just see if you can do what exercise here. So read in other data. So read the data in GDP Meyer. DP, gross domestic product, Americans. So read that into a variable, into variable. What do they call it? A variable / object. Called Americans. So see, some of these are, it's kind of a variable and an object, but they just don't like you to talking too much about objects already. They just call them variables. And display the summary, and display summary statistics. So let's see how long it takes you to run through that.
Okay, yeah, I'm the best here. So I'm pretty much doing as what we were doing before, except displaying the Americas instead.
Yeah, so this read in the data file for Americas instead of the what we did before, which was Oceanic, right?
Yeah.
So let me this data file should exist.
And it's can I share my screen with you? I think I got it.
I stopped sharing mine, so go ahead. So how about summary statistics?
Would that be under these ones?
Okay, so you read it in, you described it already, right? Yeah, so there's 25 counts in here. Ooh, already. So very easy, no? Read it in, indexed. So how do we figure out the method calls? So try this, Lucas. Now you got Americas in there. There's a method called head, and you can set the number of rows by having the argument in the functional call n equals 3. So how would you display that? Do you get that? We have, you have read it as data instead of Americas. So so you read in as data, you can assign that to anything you want, but if you have data, let's use head. So try, how would you get the use of method head to get the first three rows? You know what I mean?
So pretty much with this with this data, you just want these first three columns right here?
Yeah, and there's a method called head. So you use the method describe. So So let's use, okay, what are you going to?
Would I put in like three right here to describe column?
No, let's, I think that'll work. Try head instead of describe, use data.head, H-E-A-D, and then n equals 3 in the argument list. Try it out, what does that give you? So see, it gives you three of the countries. And then the actual data itself. And try to do it. And that's to be the same.
So what do you want me to do now?
No, that should be good. So you remember how you flipped the data?
Can't say that I do.
Remember to transpose? So transpose is a fix. Is to flip the data. So remember how you have that in your thing about if you go back and look at the transpose function. Remember doing that? That was a dot T.
No, so for that one, I don't remember.
Yeah, so it's just data dot T. So you can just capital T. So there's the data. And then how would you assign that? So that's a transpose of the data. So how would you assign that to a variable?
Could I assign data.t to something else or assign a variable to data.t?
Yeah, you assign the variable to data.t. So use a descriptive name. So
GDP of America.
Yeah, America. And then, yeah, whatever.
And then we can do data.t.
Yeah, but it's, but we, why don't you put like America's underscore frip or fripped. And you do that and then you just hit return, right? So that assigns the data, right? So now you have a new variable object that's created here. So then we can use, remember that we used the head function before. There's a head and a tail function. Tail gives you the end, head gives you the beginning. So now you got this new variable object in it. So why don't you print out the tail of the last three countries. So remember how we did head?
That would be in this. So with the print data dot head. So I can take essentially this function and then reassign it. But instead of using data dot head, I would use America's flipped dot tails and then n equals six.
N equals three. We'll do three again.
Okay.
So yeah, basically you have the idea.
Tails n equals three. Like
yeah.
That, or
yeah, you got a error. Not tails, tail without the S. It says at the bottom here has no attribute tails, so that means there's no an attribute is a method or a data, so. It's nothing in there that's tail, so try that. Just tail. So there's your tail.
Okay, so real quick, just to kind of recap so I can kind of think too. So data.t, which is what we assigned as this whole thing earlier, the data is what we assigned earlier. So when we add the function of t onto it, it transposes it into this form right here. Yeah. If we were to take the data as assigned to heads, of n of whatever variable we choose. So in this case, we chose three. We're doing the first three, which is Argentina, Bolivia, and Brazil. And then if we take, in this case, we reassigned it. So instead of having to do data is equal to data.t, reassigned it to America's flipped, which is now this new form that we have. And if we print the statement of America underscore flip.tail, n equals three, it essentially gives us these last three values on the right side and their GDPs. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is how we read data. I guess just for completeness, you have another function. Instead of read CSV, you can put two CSV to write the data out to the variables. And you can use help to get help on that. So can you try that? How would you get help on the two CSV file? So if you wanted to to get some help and know how to write out data?
And then the CSV, would I
but let's just get help. Let's not actually write anything out. Let's just figure out how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, so help, but then you got to put what's in help. What do you want help on?
The CSV file.
Yeah, and so it's to_CSV. Right, but then it's part of what library?
It would be the.
So what library are we talking about?
The PD, the Panda library.
Yeah, PD. So I just do PD dot.
PD dot.
Yeah, let's try that. And it didn't give you anything? Oh.
Would it be to_CSV.pd?
Oh. I'll try to put the, instead of PD, put in data. I think that'll work. I'm trying to figure.
Didn't seem to do it.
Okay, if someone's watching out, figure out how to do that. You could basically just put in the data dot to CSV and then put in the file name to write it out. So if you wanted to write out the data, you just type data dot to CSV and then in parentheses put the name. Maybe it's you got to put the two parentheses on it. Brackets, the curly brackets, at the end, after CSV, open and close. I should do it on mine.
Just like that?
Yeah, that didn't tell you anything either, huh? That's for mine. So you're doing a shift. So help data dot to CSV. Oh, I got no data. We'll have to figure out how to get help some other time.
Okay.
Now help to that should work. I don't understand why it doesn't. Anyway.
Does it happen? Okay.
I'm trying on mine again. So I have mine that it works. You want to show me a screen back? And I'm help data.2csv. All right, share my screen back to me. And I have more interaction things here. We'll make videos to do it. So it works for mine. Help data.2_csv to give you the method on how it works. Not sure. We'll, must be typing. It gives you all the.
You know what it is? Every time I hit shift enter, I believe it changes it to a comment block instead.
Oh, yeah. You got to make sure it's code.
It says code on the top, but when I hit shift enter, it changes the on the far left side.
Yeah. So you don't want to have it raw or anything. You want to make sure it's code. It has the brackets in front of it. Maybe there's some place you were changing it to. It didn't even give you an error. So, anyway, I used up the whole hour here talking to you. So, pandas, you can read in data files, get some basic statistics out of the Tabular data. You can use the index column to look at specific columns that you have to specify what they are. We didn't go over that too well, but you can play around with that. Dataframe.info to find out more data frames, dataframe.comma. So the data frame is the your object, your variable that you have. You can transpose it, you can describe it to get statistics. So these are some functions, but typically you want to either get the information with the help and know that they exist. So you don't remember all these commands in itself. So, and I see my green screen's not working the best today, but so that's kind of the summary of what these are. So, so Lucas, thanks for joining us. Yeah, hopefully you'll be here to join on Thursday, and I'll have to tell everybody else to join. Questions before I stop the recording?
No, I think I'm good, Professor.